1885 and died in 1969. In terms of his youth, in terms of his family, we'll start off with that. He was born in northern Lithuania in a small town called Arla. He was the third child behind two sisters, Mary and Fagi. His father was old at birth. He's Benzikunin. His father couldn't continue working, so he grew up very poor. And although he had no money, his house was always warm, always had a lot of guests. At age 12, he went to yeshiva. He studied several yeshivas. He studied in Slunim, he studied in Slutsk, he studied in Volozhin, he studied in Brisk. And in 1904, at age 19 years old, he fled to Israel after being drafted to the war, the Russo-Japanese War. 1904, after 7 years in yeshiva, he went from 12 to age 19. The head of Volozhin Yeshiva sent Avraham Levine to a rich man in Minsk for a loan to send him off to Israel. The man offered him 3 rubles, but after a shout at Avraham Levine, the man offered him 40 rubles, and Avraham Levine returned home to his father and to the dead cow, the family's only milking cow. And Avraham Levine remained home a little longer until 1905 and eventually set off to Eretz Yisrael in 1905. His father, he learned to desire Torah and saintliness, and like his father, he's memorized Mishnayos and recite them wherever he was. His wife was the son-in-law of Tzvi Pesach Frank. Famous story of the wonderful relationship they had between he and his wife, where he says, "My wife's leg hurts us." He felt the pain. He mamish was involved. He claims she was a tremendous believer. Her belief, her faith in God was stronger than his. He said that's where he received his inspiration from, a tremendous amount of respect from one to the other. In terms of the rest of his family, his children, he has a daughter who married Rav Eliyashiv, Shalom Yosef Eliyashiv, and supposedly Rav Tzvi Yehuda, a Kohen Cook, was the Shadchan. He was the one who arranged the Shidduch, and Rav Cook, Rav Avraham Yitzchak, a Kohen Cook, was in the Masada Kedushin. So once he got there to Israel, he was involved with the big names. Family, and even Rav Eliyashiv was a young boy. You know, he was involved with the big names. He was a Talmud of Rav Kook, and he was involved with the big names in Yerushalayim. In terms of his midos, he was known as the Tzaddik. I think there's a book called A Tzaddik in Our Times called The Story of Avraham Levine. Similar to very calm, very quiet, very humble, to Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Chavetz Chaim, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, a similar type of model. He would spend a tremendous amount of time with people. He used to love to sit with poor and the sick people for hours on hours, hours on end. He was a father to the prisoners, mostly political prisoners from the Palmach, from the Haganah, from the Irgun. In 1927, started in 1931, it was official, Rav Kook gave him the position of being the father to prisoners. He accepted that on the condition only that he wouldn't get paid. That was the only condition. He helped prisoners who were imprisoned by the British and the Russian compound. He prayed with them. He learned with them. He delivered letters to their family members. He taught them Torah. He held their hands. He cried with them. He offered to tell them with them. He wouldn't force religion upon them or commit or try to proselytize them. He just was interested in being with Jews and fulfilling the mitzvah of Atarecha Kamocha. He would visit the Kotel every Shabbos. And on the way there, he'd visit the jail, visit these people. He would visit sick Arabs. He'd visit poor Arabs. He'd visit Arabs in jail. The way the prisoners viewed him was just with love and positivity, a tremendous, tremendous ohev. Yisroel, a tremendous ohev. B'nai Adam.
Why did he interested in
Arabs? Why was he interested in?
He
was just a tremendous person, loved people, loved, wanted to care for people on every level. He would visit widows, he would take care of orphans. He was known for his tremendous love of Eretz Yisrael, love for Klal Yisrael, love for the Kotel. From 1948 to 1967, he hadn't visited the Kotel for obvious reasons. It was under Jordanian control. In 1967, after the Six-Day War, he tried to make it to the Kotel. He was stopped by the guard. He asked Simcha Raz to make a special request to Menachem Begin, reminding him that he was never paid for his work as a chaplain, and that this was what he wanted instead, and the chief took him to the Kotel the very next day. He needed very little. There's a story of when he was in the yeshiva of Slut, he used to sleep on a bench and have a meal every 2 days or something like that. And when he met Rav Yisrael Meltzer in Yerushalayim, they both were from Europe, they both came to Yerushalayim, and they met back in Yerushalayim. Rav Yisrael Meltzer came to him apologizing. Once he had heard, he heard how difficult the Rav Yisrael's conditions were, how much it was Moser Nefesh to learn Torah there. He went to apologize to Rav Levine. Rav Levine said, such a chus to learn, didn't think anything of it, was disappointed that he came to apologize. Came, I should be makir tov to you. You let me learn in his yeshiva. Tremendous balmidos. His sensitivity was very unique. Rav Levine and Rav Cook were once walking together. Rav Levine pulled the leaf off a tree to kind of play with it. Rav Cook says, why'd you do that? Don't you realize that that leaf had a purpose? Hashem put it on the tree for a specific reason. To be sensitive towards the environment around you. Rav Levine said that had a very profound impact on him, that story. Very, very positive attitude and optimist. He once says his grandson, What is better? Hating falsehood or loving truth? His grandson didn't know the answer. Rabbi Levine explained, everyone has falsehood in them, even a little bit. Don't hate it because you'll come to hate that person. If you love truth, you learn how to love all people because all people have a little bit of truth in them. At least a little. Tremendous falamuna, tremendous in faith. Again, he said he learned from his wife. Someone once said he wanted to be rich. I heard this from his great-grandson. His great-grandson was a Talmud of mine. His name was Aryeh Wasserman, named after his great-grandfather. Someone once said he wanted to be very wealthy, very rich, and to give, so therefore he can give tzedakah to the poor. And Rav Aryeh Levine responded, just daven to Hashem that the poor should have money. This, we can cut out the middleman. It's the exact same. That's the standard model he had, etc., etc. Famous story of Nativ Lamed Hay behind the Lone Shepherd on the way to Beit Shemesh. There was 35 soldiers who were walking up in the War of Independence, I believe, and they found an Arab lady, and they weren't sure what they should do with her. They let her go. She may tell Arabs troops that the Jews are coming and they're risking their lives. On the other hand, they didn't want to kill an innocent lady. They were debating. What they decided to do was tie her up to a tree. This way, they won't kill her, but will be able to get out. Arabs eventually found her, freed her, and all 35 of these Jewish soldiers were killed. Famous story, you may have heard, you may have seen that on the hike there. There's a, what's it called? There's Far Etzion. They tell the story there. In any event, the Arabs had did such a job, they didn't just kill them, they massed, not literally caught them. You couldn't identify their faces. So supposedly the way it worked is that supposedly around 11 or so, 12, right, a bunch of bodies were identified. You can tell based upon family and face and whatnot. A bunch you couldn't tell. So Rav Aryeh Levine did what's called a Goral Hagra. He opened the Tanakh and pointed to the first name he found and happened to be the name of one of the people. And he went through each of the remaining names. And all the right names came out, supposedly. You know, miraculously, each of them were named correctly. He got smicha from Yisrael, from Shmuel Salant, from Rav Cook, from Chaim Berlin. In terms of his contribution to the world, a tremendous love for Jews, a tremendous mashkiach, his mashkiach of Eitz Chaim. He brought together the worlds of Tzionim and Charev. He didn't draw the, you know, lines between them. He was close to Rav Cook, he was close to the Charev, and he just was interested in Torah. Partially because the worlds weren't as separated as they are today, and partially because he was just a person to bring them all together. He was a person who was dedicated and diligent. I heard from his granddaughter, she used to say that my Zaidi, my grandfather, Rav Aryeh Levine, used to always say, having a tough time waking up in the morning is not because in the morning you're lazy. It's because the night before you were lazy and didn't go to bed on time. You have to control yourself, you have to be diligent, you have to be in control of your actions and your behavior, and you'll be successful. Rav Aryeh Levine, you know, noticed that Zadik, or Noe Bistrol, and Averit Israel, Big Tzioni, Vechosh, Tamachach. You know, a real role model on many, many levels.